how to organize and pack for the amusement park. Summer is almost here, and it's the start of prime amusement park visit time. With three kids, we've visited quite a few amusement parks all around the world, thanks to many, many military assignments. I've picked up a few tricks along the way that work for us in planning for and enjoying our amusement park trips. Let me share our tricks for how to organize and pack for the amusement park. Planning for, organizing, and packing what you need, but minimizing what you have to lug around is key to having the best time possible when you head to the amusement park. How to organize and pack for the amusement park. Carry a small backpack. I found a sturdy small backpack years ago, and it's been the perfect size for our family's amusement park trips. As my children got older, they had to carry their own backpacks if they wanted to carry extra stuff. Yes, I have two teen daughters, and they found that string backpacks worked well for them. The great thing about the small backpack is that you can carry it like a backpack or like a purse to give your back and shoulders a break during your long, fun day. You can also place the backpack on the floor of a ride and put your feet through the straps to keep it secure. When my children were young enough to require a diaper bag, I still carried this small backpack with our valuables and essential items. I'd leave the diapers, change of clothes, and other baby stuff in the diaper bag in the parked stroller when we rode rides. Pack to protect your valuables. Leave anything non-essential at home or locked in the trunk of your car. Be careful to lock it out of sight if you're going to leave it in the car. Only carry what is absolutely essential. Trust me, every extra ounce of weight will feel like extra pounds of weight by the end of the day. And there's no reason to have to worry about non-essential items being broken or stolen. Plus, odds are you'll be carrying miscellaneous items your children have picked up along the way during the day. So plan for needing extra space for those items. I bring several Ziploc plastic bags so that I can put my valuables in them for protection from rain or water on rides. I also pack bubble wrap bags. They come with mail order medications and I hold on to them to repurpose, to protect my glasses and phone on wild rides. You know, those spinning rides or roller coaster rides. Pack for your personal care. You'll be outside for hours and hours. Be sure to pack items you may need, such as sunscreen, lip balm, wet wipes, hand sanitizer, rain ponchos, hair bands, sun hats. Pick one you can roll up and stick in your backpack on wild rides. Sunglasses. Plan for snacks. I bring a few granola bars and apples in my backpack. Be sure to check the rules and guidelines for the amusement park you're visiting. This helps us when only one person is hungry and we don't want to stop and eat lunch or dinner yet. We also purchase the large refillable drink bottle that most parks offer. I carry a hook so that I can attach the cup to the backpack between uses. With five people in our family, we fill it and usually finish it in one sitting. I clip the empty cup to the backpack when we're done and we're off to ride more rides. Sometimes we pack a picnic lunch and return to our car for lunch. Many amusement parks provide a nice seating area for families to use for picnic lunches. It saves us a bit and makes going to the amusement park more affordable for our large family. If we choose to eat in the park, we most often share a few combo meals and then purchase treats an hour or two later. Figuring out how to organize and pack for the amusement park has made this time of year so much more enjoyable for us all. See you at the amusement park.